This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel authenticates the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Rashtriya Swatantra Party announces final results of Central Committee election, voting underway for office bearers. Task force formed to address tea export issues, tea producers resume operations following government assurance. And rescue efforts continue after deadly Venezuela earthquakes. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has authenticated the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill 2083, officially bringing the legislation into force after its passage by the House of Representatives. The President's office said the bill was authenticated in accordance with Article 113, Subarticle 2 of the Constitution. The bill had earlier been submitted to the President for authentication following its endorsement by the lower house. Likewise, United States Chargé d'Affaires to Nepal, Scott Urbam, paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav yesterday and discussed various aspects of Nepal and U.S. bilateral relations. During the meeting at the office of the Vice President in Lainchor, Vice President Yadav thanked the United States for its long-standing support of Nepal's socio-economic development. The final results of the election for Central Committee members at the first General Convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party have been announced, with senior leaders securing decisive victories. According to the party's election commission, Deputy Chairperson and Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle received the highest number of votes, followed by lawmaker Sobhita Gautam in second place. Other elected Central Committee members include Toshima Karki, Sisir Khanal, Manish Jha, Kavindra Burlakoti, Bipin Kumar Acharya, Biraj Bhakta Shrestha, Ganesh Parajuli, Rajunath Pandey, Shankar Shrestha, Kranti Sikha Dital and Anushka Shrestha. Meanwhile, voting for the party's office bearers is underway. The government has formed a task force to study and resolve problems affecting the export of Nepali tea to India following new quality testing requirements introduced by the Indian Tea Board. The task force, coordinated by a joint secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, includes representatives from the Office of the Prime Minister and various ministries and government agencies. Meanwhile, the Nepal Tea Producers Association has decided to resume operations at tea industries in Japa and Ilam after the government assured it would take initiatives to resolve the export problems and promote Nepali tea in international markets. The association had earlier halted production in protest against the difficulties faced in exporting tea to India. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung has directed the police administration to intensify efforts to dismantle drug trafficking networks by targeting their supply chains. In a message issued on the occasion of International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, the minister said anti-drug efforts should go beyond formal observance and focus on breaking the entire supply chain of illicit narcotics. He also said the government is prioritizing prevention, control, treatment and rehabilitation of drug users and called for active support of the national campaign against drug abuse. The Ministry of Education and Sports has said reforms in examination system and digital services have improved efficiency, transparency and service delivery in the education sector. According to the ministry, results of secondary education examination, grade 12 and university examinations are now being published more quickly. Meanwhile, Minister Susmit Pokhrel said the National Examination Board published the grade 12 results on schedule, dismissing claims that the results were rushed. Responding to concerns raised by students over alleged errors in evaluation, the minister said the government respects the right to peaceful protest and has formed a committee comprising officials from the ministry and the Curriculum Development Center to verify answer sheet checking and data entry. In the meantime, the task force formed to review the National Curriculum Framework 2076 Bikram Sambat has invited suggestions from stakeholders as part of the curriculum revision process. The Curriculum Development Center has published a feedback format on its official website to collect recommendations from the public. The task force was formed on April 24th under the coordination of Professor Dr. Balchandra Luintal, Dean of the Kathmandu University School of Education, and has been tasked with reviewing the existing framework and recommending necessary revisions to strengthen the school-level curriculum. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has said sufficient stocks of an anti-rabies vaccine are available across the country and measures have been taken to ensure uninterrupted vaccination services. According to the ministry, a total of 10,011 vials of anti-rabies vaccine are currently in stock at central, provincial and district-level hospitals. Joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the ministry is coordinating with relevant agencies to manage vaccine distribution and has directed local governments to facilitate treatment and vaccination services. The Armed Police Force, APF, has established 54 temporary monsoon response units across the country to strengthen disaster preparedness during the rainy season. According to the APF spokesperson, Deputy Inspector General Netra Bahadur Karki, the temporary units have been set up in disaster-prone areas across all 7 provinces. In addition, 16 permanent disaster management units with personnel and equipment have been deployed in key districts, while more than 8,180 armed police personnel have been placed on 24-hour standby for rescue and emergency response. The Nepali Embassy in Oman has organized a program on economic partnership to promote trade, investment, tourism, and employment cooperation between Nepal and Oman. The event held in Muscat brought together more than 100 participants, including business leaders, company representatives, media persons, Nepali entrepreneurs, and members of the Nepali community. Addressing the program, Nepal's ambassador to Oman, Dornath Arial, invited Omani investors to explore opportunities in Nepal, highlighting the strategic location between India and China. The event also featured a presentation on Oman's labor laws and dispute resolution mechanisms, along with a promotional video showcasing Nepal's tourism attractions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Rescue teams are continuing search and rescue operations after 2 powerful earthquakes struck Venezuela on Wednesday evening, killing at least 188 people and injuring more than 1,500. According to the United States Geological Survey, a magnitude 7.2 earthquake struck about 160 kilometers west of the capital Caracas and was followed shortly afterwards by a stronger magnitude 7.5 quake. Authorities say hundreds of people are feared trapped beneath collapsed buildings as rescue efforts continue. Acting President Delcy Rodriguez has declared a state of emergency and called for national unity following the disaster. She also said Simon Bolivar International Airport in Caracas has been closed after sustaining damage. Countries and international organizations have offered humanitarian assistance as emergency response and relief operations continue across the affected areas. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country as well as in the Tarai region of Kochi province, with partly cloudy conditions likely in Madhes province and the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The weather will likely remain mainly fair in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and Madhes province, and at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heat wave conditions are likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Suttarpashchim provinces, while hot day conditions may also occur at some places in the Tarai region of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The division has also stated that there is an influence of monsoon winds in the entire areas of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, some parts of Gandaki province and a few areas in the eastern part of Lumbini province. The remaining parts of the country are under the partial influence of westerly winds and local winds. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Paudil authenticates the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Rashtriya Swatantra Party announces final results of Central Committee election, voting underway for office bearers. Task force formed to address tea exports issues, tea producers resume operations following government assurance. And rescue efforts continue after deadly Venezuelan earthquakes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.